KUTX 98.9, this is Jody Denberg live in Studio 1A, honored to welcome not only one of the great Texas songwriters, but one of the great songwriters in America, Mr. Rodney Crowell, who has a wonderful new album called Close Ties. Oh, you know Rodney, you know his songs, Ain't Living Long Like This, Shame on the Moon, Till I Gain Control Again, and all the people that have recorded those songs, but this is about album number 15 for Rodney, and sounds like an overstatement, but it may be his best, and certainly one of his best. We're going to hear a song from the album, and then we're going to talk to Mr. Rodney Crowell, who's playing at the Saxon Pub tonight, the second of two nights. If you can squeeze in there, good luck. 8:30 tonight is the show, and there's some SRO, standing room only tickets, that may be available. Shall we do it, Rodney?
Yeah, how about that?
Rodney
may
Crowell.
May be available.
May be available, may not.
Well, I'll be available. Well, I grew up hungry and I grew up hard. Took the streets and alleys for my own backyard. I got a breaking in on my list of crimes. Been before the judge one too many times. Each Houston blue, scale of 1 to 10, about a 9.5, that's where it's always been. In a drink and water, and in a bar ditch mud, East Houston blues gets in a poor boy's blood. I learned to drink and drive when I was 12 years old. My Uncle Fireball Stoddard, rest his ragged soul. He ran a 54-4 up and down the drag, sipping early time straight from a paper bag. East Houston blues pictured Dowling Street and Navigation Boulevard where the crossroads meet. Three sheets in the wind, brick shy of a load, East Houston blues down a nowhere road. $40 boots, Big Ben Gora hat, stolen money from an inside job, made me think about that. I'm a third boy child, my mother's only son, which means exactly nothing without a loaded gun. I don't believe in love, this I guarantee. If there's a God above, he's got it in for me. East Houston blues, what you want me to say? I need to find me a woman, keep the wolves at bay, keep my head on straight, or maybe toe the line. East Houston blues ain't no friend of mine. So you understand that of which I speak, I'm a worried man on a losing streak.
Thank you, Rodney.
Thank you, Jody.
Rodney Crowell, live on KUTX, East Houston Blues, the first song on his new album, Close Ties. Rodney's at the Saxon Pub tonight. He was there last night. Did you have a good time last night?
I did have a good time. I'd been off for a month, and I've been rehabilitating a spinal injury, and I haven't been playing any. So last night it was like, it was all of the rust seemed to fall off while I was standing on stage. It was good fun, really good fun. And you know, Saxon's Pub, for years I've wanted to play there, and I've only ever performed kind of one song with Michael Martin Murphy, maybe 8-10 years ago, and that's. So, you know, this is the first time for me to actually play, you know, such a hallowed hall.
It's a great place. I love hearing and seeing music there. East Houston Blues. You are the Houston Kid, self-proclaimed, mm-hmm. album title from about 15 years ago. Yeah. And you wrote a lot about growing up in Houston in the book Chinaberry Sidewalks.
I did. My thought is, okay, you know, East Houston Blues, when I wrote that, I wrote it rather fast, you know, and I was all the time I was thinking, wow, you know, I've already covered this ground, but this is really good, you know. So, once I'd written it, it would have easily fit on the Houston Kid, but I only wrote it, you know, a couple of years ago, and maybe that's the end of my Houston reportage.
Well, and that's where I was going. When you go in to make a new record like Close Ties, which has a lot of autobiographical mm-hmm. material on it, do you kind of gather your songs and see which ones fit together, or is it more like you just go in there and start doing it and see how the chips fall?
No, I'd written a lot of songs, and I had several pathways I could take in making a record, and that's why I reached out to Kim Bowie at New West Records. You know, I really love the musical conversation with Kim Bowie, and she's an A&R person. And I said, Kim, you know, having worked on with a editor on Chinaberry Sidewalks, I'm a great appreciator of editors. And so Kim and I worked together sort of as writer and editor. I said, help me form what this record needs to be. It could have gone another way. I was thinking about something really rootsy, Texas, kind of rock and roll in a way, and I had those songs, but she guided me toward this kind of narrative that came from, you know, frankly, Susanna Clark and Guy Clark and John D. Loudermilk and my longtime business manager for 38 years, and people around me were falling off the planet. And as I was writing songs, the ones that became kind of the central narrative of the record, it's not like I was really... My intention wasn't to be as autobiographical as it came out, but a lot of things were happening in my life, and people that I had been close and related to for so long were not there anymore. And whatever's happening will somehow find its way into what I'm writing about.
And Kim Bowie is one of the producers on Close Ties. You mentioned Guy and Susanna. There's a song on here, Life Without Susanna.
Mm-hmm.
You pull no punches.
No.
But then Guy's not around, or Susanna, to give you any grief about it. Not that they would. They always wrote very honestly as well.
Yeah.
Did you look at that song and go, well, maybe I shouldn't be so honest, or you just went for it?
No, Susanna was such a close friend of mine, and when she passed away, I knew, you know, it's what I do, I write songs, you know. If I were a painter, I'd be putting something on a canvas, I'd be putting paint on a canvas, and pretty much writing songs is like in a day's work, for me, it's like putting paint on a canvas. So I knew I wanted to write about Susanna, and I knew it should be a love song because I loved her. And anything, you know, kind of sentimental would have been, you know, she would have rejected it out of hand. So I decided, no, I'm going to write exactly about what it was. I mean, because Susanna, you know, she went to, I mean, literally, Townes Van Zandt died, and not long. A bunch of us did a tribute at Austin City Limits, and that night she said, I got a backache. And when we got back to Nashville, she went to bed and stayed there for 10 years, and I visited her, and I did. I tried tough love, all of the things that are in the song. I did, and I was really angry, and I fought with her, and she outlasted. You know, she was just more stubborn than me.
Talking with Rodney Crowell, brand new album, Close Ties. Rodney tonight at the Saxon Pub. There's another song on the new album, It Ain't Over Yet, and the two people who join you are John Paul White from the Civil Wars and Roseanne Cash, your ex-wife and a woman that you share 3 children with. Did you feel like you had had you written the song and then you wanted to cast them in it, or were they available and then you wanted to write a song for them?
Well, the song actually is something that I wrote in the maybe 6 months that I would go spend days and time with Guy, and I knew he was passing. You know, it was, you know, you can see how the life force drains, and so the song, I knew I wanted to write a song. I knew I was just moved, you know, and it's in my day's work to write. And as I was visiting Guy, it was so much about the relationship that I had with he and Susanna. So the song is really a three-way conversation, loosely. And the opening verse is definitely my interpretation of what it was like for Guy those last 4 months. And the chorus was more from my perspective, because, you know, I had this, you know, a guy was 9 years older than me, and often, you know, I was, you know, and he didn't suffer fools, and oftentimes I was a fool. And so, you know, sometimes he'd come down really hard on me, probably harder on me than a lot of people. And so it became the song is a three-way conversation, and in the middle part of it that Roseanne takes is Susanna's narrative, you know, because she was so much smarter than the rest of us. And, you know, I've said publicly many times I can point to Steve Earle and myself and Towns and Guy and Lyle Lovett. A lot of songwriters, Susanna was a muse for us, because, you know, you say, well, I'm going to go over to Guy's house and play my new song to see if it's any good, but really, you wanted Susanna's blessing.
She was the litmus test.
She was. And, you know, that's, and kind of the Roseanne part in the song, she's kind of, you know, you silly boy. She always thought that we were, that as artists, it was silly for us to be competitive. And we were all, you know, boys, young men are all competitive. We're all trying to outdo each other, trying to, you know, trying to show off for the cool woman.
Man, we could talk all day about this stuff, but I would recommend, if you want to know about especially Rodney's formative years, to read his book, Chinaberry Sidewalks, and I'd also recommend the recent biography of Guy Clark by Tamara Saviano to kind of fill in the missing gaps that the songs leave us the places to project into, but the facts are in the book as they're remembered. Rodney Crowell tonight at the Saxon Pub, new album is Close Ties. What do you got for us next?
Well, I got this song I want to do. It's called Reckless, and it is actually autobiographical, really. You know, I love my wife Claudia, and we're really close, and I wouldn't do anything to jeopardize that relationship. That, you know, I always say, you know, I'm not naturally monogamous, but monogamy is a gift I give myself so I can stay with Claudia. But I had a dream where I'd gone wayward, and I woke up next to Claudia, and I went, oh, my God, and I felt so guilty about this dream that I got up and went back to my studio and wrote it. So, you know, it's autobiographical. It's a guilty thing that I never really did, other than in dreams. Last night I lay dreaming. I was drinking in a hotel bar. Two women came and kiss me. And you were watching from a distant star. I know it doesn't make much sense. What can I tell you? Judging by the evidence, oh, I'm feeling reckless. I don't know why I would go there, all to make a fuss over what. I've got a woman like you, and what do I do? Pretend I might be something I'm not. I know you know it's not your fault. It's just something inside me. Would that I were worth my salt. But I'm feeling reckless. Some nerve, so slay me with your tender mercy, comfort me with words of steel. You can catch me in a lie when I cast a roving eye, but you will never know the way I feel. I know you're smarter than me. Tell me something I don't. So much more that I could be, but I'm feeling reckless. I'm feeling reckless.
Autobiographical, but we should point out it was a dream. Rodney Crowell on KUTX. The new album is Close Ties, and that's Reckless. And Rodney's at the Saxon Pub tonight at 8:30. Thank you.
Thank you, Joe.
You know, you did, over the last few years, a couple of records with Emmylou Harris, mm-hmm. and I enjoyed them greatly. But I'm also glad to have Close Ties and be back into your narrative and mm-hmm. what's going on in your world. What I'd like to do is we're going to sign off the airwaves now, but have you do one more song, and then we'll post all three at our website, KUTX.org. You've been listening to Rodney Crowell. Listen to him tonight at the Saxon Pub. This is KUTX.
Used to pull my britches on, just one thing in mind, make the girls believe that I'm the last one of my kind. Silver toe tips on my boots and a mullet head of hair, designed to walk into the room and make somebody stare. But I don't care anymore. I don't stand out in a crowd. Before I tried to make my mother proud, I came to town to dream it. I could make my mark in spades. 40-odd years later, all my best cards have been played. Well, it's a hard knock situation when the accolades bestowed on you, every last creation cries out middle of the road. But I don't care anymore about the fortune or the fame. I was better off before. I tried to make myself a name. All that money that I blew through like some bootblack off the farm could not have vanished quicker if I'd have shot it in my arm. Some so-and-so says, don't you know the limit is the sky? Well, then the next thing I remember, I'm unlearning how to fly, but I don't care anymore. I don't care anymore. All those party dolls and favors that I saved from day one add up to next to nothing after all is said and done. A real friend tried to tell me, man, with all respect for you, the time to would have played these things is long since overdue. If indeed I do get lonesome in my mansion on a hill, there's this neighbor's wife I covet for her beauty and her skill, the way she puts herself together, sleek and vagabond couture, makes each mailbox conversation one more heartache to endure. But I don't care anymore. I don't care anymore. Been lied on, spied on, cried on, tied on, taken for a ride, you bet. Fracked, cracked, smacked, jacked, what you see is what you get. I've been hit at, spit at, quit at, mad, what do you want to get at? Fool me once, shame on me. Fool me twice, I put the blame on, I don't care.